Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
We have with us today the lovely and graceful Cassandra Carlopio, who is an addictions coach and iRest Yoga Nidra practitioner. Thanks for being with us, Cassandra. What is Yoga Nidra?
Thanks for having me, Erica. that's a good and a big question. Basically, it's a very it's a very ancient practice of meditative inquiry. And the form of Yoga Nidra that I have been trained in and I'm continuing to be trained in is something called iRest Yoga Nidra that's been developed by this incredible clinical psychologist and yogic scholar, Dr. Richard Miller. And basically, it's a research-based kind of transformational practice of deep, deep, deep relaxation and meditative inquiry.
So it combines, because I was lucky enough to go to a class of yours this Monday night, and really I got to see that it's such a deep form of meditation as well as obviously a practice of yoga. And there's so many people out there that, you know, really don't know what kind of yoga is right for them, what would be a good fit depending on what's going on in their lives. So how do you explain that to people that want to, you know, try different forms of healing, especially something like this, which is deeply meditative?
Yeah, very good. Very good question. So a lot of people, when they hear the word yoga, they automatically think physical postures and twisting yourselves into certain positions. And this particular form of yoga is kind of yoga for the mind, for the emotions, for your ability to sense your body. And you do it, as you experience, mostly lying down. There's no real asanas or, you know, standing on your head.
Right.
It's just really an internal way of getting in touch with yourself and with your body. And it basically, I mean, it's something that I think everyone can benefit from because it's, one, it's deeply, deeply, deeply relaxing, which is something that I think a lot of us can benefit from. And it's also this really, really kind of gentle way of meditating and self-inquiry that there's no real rules, there's no it's not very strict, and it's very hard to get it wrong. It's a very gentle kind of introduction into being aware of your body and being aware of your mind.
Yeah. And I understood that too when I attended the class with you on Monday, that there's no wrong way of doing it. There's only a right way of doing it. And really, I think for people out there that want to understand, Yoga Nidra is an ancient technique of meditation. And really, it does help people with physical, psychological, and spiritual healing that they want to have happen in their lives. I shared with you that I had a rib injury. My side was like bruised, or I tore a muscle. And I set the intention before the class with you that I wanted to heal that part of my body. And I swear, it was incredible that it really felt better after the session with you. It really was amazing. And so I just want you to touch upon how it does help people physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is that's going on. And how important is that setting of the intention?
Yeah, great. The intention is very important and very potent, and kind of really, you know, informs how the practice goes. And I can talk a little bit more about that, but I just to quickly touch on the research that's been done around this particular form of Yoga Nidra, the iRest meditation. The research says it effectively kind of decreases post-traumatic stress symptoms, depression, anxiety, insomnia, chronic pain, chemical dependency. I mean, it's such a broad, it has such broad results, which I think is really, really beautiful. And like you said, the intention, when you begin the practice, everyone's always invited to get in touch with what they want to get out of that particular practice.
Right.
And it's incredible, from healing physical pain to resolving emotional conflict to, I mean, I've had extraordinary experiences personally around kind of changing my relationship to kind of deep core beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so psychologically, emotionally, physically, healing is available. It's quite extraordinary.
That's so extraordinary. Yeah. And what would you say to people that are intimidated by taking this leap and trying meditation? You know, it's such a gentle, beautiful practice, but I do know that there are a lot of people, especially that I work with in my clients and my, you know, when I do therapy with clients, that are very intimidated by something as gentle as meditation. I think they feel intimidated or a little bit fearful because they've never done it. How do you, you know, how do you present that to be something inviting to them?
For sure. It's one of those things that it's quite difficult to articulate, and that's why I love to give people the experience of it, because once people have had the experience, they can kind of understand how gentle it actually mm-hmm. is. But what I, you know, and I often tell people my experience too, of I always kind of had a tricky relationship with meditation, you know, mm-hmm. as a psychologist in Australia, you know, I understand the benefits of meditation very, very, very well. But my own personal practice, I was kind of, you know, a little bit resistant. I didn't quite like what I was getting out of kind of normal, not normal, sorry, but, you know, more kind of common meditation practices. And then once I got to experience this form, this IRS Yoga Nidra, it was kind of like this huge relief and just kind of so much joy in getting to experience a practice that is so gentle and that is so inviting. And, you know, I work in a field of addiction also. And,
right.
you know, I can honestly say I've been doing groups of this IRS Yoga Nidra with clients, and across the board, everyone enjoys it and everyone looks forward to it, which is quite telling, I think, in that setting where a lot of people struggle with sitting still, that
totally.
People really, really, really enjoy this practice.
Oh, I'm so happy and grateful that you're bringing this practice to treatment centers and helping people with, you know, their struggles, their trauma, them changing their identity by getting sober. I mean, it's quite remarkable. So you're basically, your advice is for people to just actually bite the bullet and try it. Like, that's the best advice you can give, is to just, you know, get in there and try any kind of probably meditation or yoga for that matter.
For sure.
And so I just,
I was just going to say, on the website where of the Integrative Restoration Institute, in which I learned this, there are practitioners all across the country. So if you're not in, you know, on the west side of LA, there are people doing this across the country.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. And yeah, we should mention also that you do hold private group and community yoga nidra sessions in Santa Monica. And, you know, obviously people could find you, but it's wonderful to know that there's practitioners all over the country. So if people are really interested in trying this, to go to that website. You're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then just lastly, like if somebody was really, you know, struggling with their physical health, how can you get them to see that this is something that could be healing and that is really easy on the body? Just so, because I know so many people suffer from chronic pain and are really intimidated from that word yoga because they feel like they're going to be moving too much.
Just that it's, you lie down, the idea is to get your body as physically comfortable as possible, so as many props as you need, and really.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for teaching us about Yoga Nidra. You could find Cassandra at CassandraColopio.com, and she holds private and group community Yoga Nidra sessions.